Last week, we launched a humor contest here at All Things Considered called Another Thing Considered, Another Thing for short, with contest queen Lenore Scanese. Lenore joins us now from New York. And Lenore, we asked listeners to submit funny answers to a specific question and remind us what that question was.
Oh, sure, Audie. It was, in light of the upcoming boon in space travel, what'll be the name of the first chain restaurant in outer space?
All right. How many entries did we get?
Amazingly, Audie, we got exactly 2,001.
Seriously?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a humor contest. No, we got about 1,700. And do you mind if I read them all to you? I loved them.
Yeah, no, probably not. I'm hoping you can lump them into certain categories, maybe.
Yeah, there were some repeats. Like, a whole lot of people made jokes like, gosh, everywhere you go up there, there's an Earth Bucks. All right. And there were other chains. There was the Taco Belt, In and Way Out Burger. You can read a few.
Let's see. Crater Joe's, Spock in the Box. That's a nice touch. Mm-hmm. And Mars Bar.
Mm-hmm. UV Tuesdays. I love that. Carl Sagan's Jr.
Oh.
Yeah. Tang Dynasty. You remember? Like Tang.
I'm familiar with Tang.
Okay. There's another Chinese place. The Space Walk.
Ha. Ha.
Ha. Thank you.
We won't ask about the spelling there. Go on.
No. And there was the IHOP. But...
And I'm guessing that's not International House of Pancakes.
No. It's intergalactic.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, didn't anyone pay homage to the astronauts? I mean, with Neil Armstrong's death still in the news.
Yeah, there was one entry, one small step for man, one giant leap for manwich.
Oh.
And then there's a play on the restaurant El Pollo Loco. It's a Pollo 13, sent in by Lark Reynolds of Simpsonville, South Carolina.
Oh, so was that the winner?
Runner-up, but really, it was so hard to choose. Another runner-up was Robert Cooper of Barrington, Rhode Island, who sent in the abdominal strain.
Oh, no faith in the future of fast food, huh?
What happens when you eat too many moon pies? For your alien fans, there's Five-Eyed Guys. That was my son's favorite. And from a Santa Cruz gal named Andrea Roth, there's Salad Bar Galactica.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, and the winner?
The winner is... Robin Schrager of St. Louis, who sent in the Zero G's Cake Factory.
Okay. So does she get an NPR mug?
Oh, she does indeed.
So with 1 week settled, what's our quiz for listeners to play next week?
I was just reading the Daily News that there's a 77-pound dachshund named Obi. He looks like a manatee, who just got his own blog. His owner started a blog about him that will chronicle her efforts to help him slim down by 40 pounds. And if it works, do I ever predict a book contract?
Of course.
Of course. So this week's Another Thing question is... What will be the name of a best-selling diet book for dogs?
All right. And again, send your answers to us at anotherthing@npr.org by Wednesday at noon Eastern Time. Don't forget to include your address.
Okay. And the winner, of course, gets a mug or maybe an All Things Considered doggy dish so your overweight hound can lap it up. And again, that's anotherthing@npr.org. Don't make me beg.
All right. Thanks to our contest queen, Lenore Scanese. Thanks, Lenore.
Thanks, Audie. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.